Russia's former president Boris Yeltsin has died. We remember him as the man who engineered the final collapse of the Soviet Union. You might recall this scene from 1991. Communist hardliners had just attempted a coup. He leapt on top of a tank and told the crowd Russia had taken a stand for democracy.
Гражданам России, в ночь с 18 на 19 августа 1991 года.
Boris Yeltsin in 1991. Joining us now from Moscow is NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer. And, Greg, how important was that moment in 1991 for Boris Yeltsin and for Russia and its future?
It was huge. The Soviet Union may have been teetering on its last legs. But I was in Moscow during the coup, and I can tell you it was a galvanizing moment. A lot of people I knew, friends of mine and acquaintances, really weren't sure what was going to happen. People were afraid that they were going to be sent to Siberia for living the sort of relatively liberal life that they've had under Mikhail Gorbachev. Yeltsin was a former Communist Party boss who became a fierce anti-communist, and he took a very brave decision to get on that tank and take a stand against communist hardliners who were trying to overthrow former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev.
And just briefly before we move on to talk about him, what do we know about how he died?
We don't know. The Kremlin has only confirmed that he's died. It's not saying anything about the causes. But Russian news agencies are reporting unnamed medical sources as saying that he suffered a heart failure.
In the end, did Boris Yeltsin deliver on his promises?
That's a very complicated question, and I would answer it saying yes and no. He oversaw the collapse of the Soviet Union. He brought in able young, so-called young reformers who wrote laws to privatize the economy, to try to set up at least democratic institutions to hold elections. A lot was done under Yeltsin's, essentially, and under his political protection. He allowed these people to work. But under Yeltsin, there was also huge corruption. A lot of the country's best industrial assets, including most of its oil industry, was given away in rigged closed auctions to a handful of insiders. And in the end, Yeltsin was sick for many, many months at a time. He was out of view. He has subsequently admitted to having suffered from 5 heart attacks, and he was a famous drinker. I mean, he suffered from drinking too much.
And what do we know about what Boris Yeltsin did since he left office in these intervening years?
He's kept low. He's had a couple of interviews on Russian television, and that's it. Under his successor, President Vladimir Putin, Russia has really returned to its authoritarian past, and I think Yeltsin struck a deal with Putin. He would be left alone if he didn't criticize Putin's government.
Thank you very much. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer speaking to us from Moscow. Boris Yeltsin has died. The former Russian president was 76 years old.